the department and ourselves have been pushing the Banking Federation to get banks on board and to contribute to the whole saga of the de facto concrete blocks scheme, and to do something for the applicants, because at the end of the day, they have an interest in all the houses. It's their product that we're looking to sort out here. So we're invited over this morning. The Rockers members are invited over this morning for an update on what they're trying to do. So we've been informed that early stages of a proposal has been put to the Department of Housing and the Central Bank of Ireland, and they're waiting to engage with the Department of Housing on it. And it's about providing working capital to get applicants, I suppose, started once they approve the grant to get first payments underway. It's provide that working capital for applicants, because it's a hurdle for an awful lot, probably most of the applicants, Donal.
Is that to be in the form of a grant? Is it to be in the form of an interest-free loan? Has the distribution method and the terms and conditions been discussed with yourselves yet?
It has been discussed, but they've asked until we have approval to hold on that. But it's, I'd put it this way, it's a good proposal. It doesn't address everything, but certainly from the point of view of the working capital to get an applicant started and first payments, it'll be a welcome announcement if and when it comes. But it is subject to those approvals, and it'll be a matter for government to approve and announce in conjunction with the central bank.
The point's been made by many people that in one way the banks are acting as though they're neutral observers without skin in the game, but in reality the banks hold so many mortgages on houses that have defective blocks and are affected by this scandal that the banks can't say they're impartial observers, that the bank do have a direct involvement in this, and maybe it's an involvement the banks haven't taken on board up to now. Are you getting any sense from the BPFI that they are taking ownership of this and that they are perhaps accepting that they have a role to play in here?
Well, that's the point we've been making all along, and this is the first signs from the banks, and I suppose the banks talked about this morning was Permanent TSB, Bank of Ireland and AIB. Allied Irish banks. So, absolutely, you know, the banks do have skin in the game. This is the first step of many points that have been made to the bank from the point of view of the availability of credit. Moreover, then, homeowners may well wish to lend to I suppose, bring their properties into, I suppose, the new green energy type products are available to bring their houses in line with that, and extra loans will be needed for that as well. So all those issues have been brought up with Brian Hayes before today and again today by myself and other Rockers members. And I suppose, as I say, this is the first step. They're aware of the others. They've made a proposal in relation to the credit, and they're open to discussions with Department of Housing and, I suppose, the other stakeholders in that, the concrete industry and the Insurance Federation. I suppose all three have a part to play in all of this. So they're asking, openly asking now, Department of Housing to engage with all three and to see where we move this scheme from here. Because, as you know, this scheme has evolved over the last couple of years, and I keep saying it will evolve further. It isn't just where we'd like it to be, and particularly for those in larger houses. So there's still a job to do, but I think it's timely that we now start looking at getting all those that should be playing a part in relation to the banks, the Insurance Federation, and the concrete industry.
Will there be a role in these discussions for the MICA Action Group or other representative bodies so that the voice of the homeowners can be heard at every level of these talks?
Well, I think they probably should and will in due course, but I suppose the first step to play is to get them all around the table. It hasn't happened as yet, but it's something that needs to happen.